Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this podcast, you know that we don't answer to anybody. We can say whatever we want, and sometimes that creates some controversy, some entertaining content. Today is one of those days, you know. We created some controversy last week, we talk about it, and then we just tug at the strings a little bit. We're just puppeteers. We're just happy you're here. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 219 of the podcast. This morning, it's just me and Kluver, and I read him a news report that I had seen on MMA News right before we got on the podcast that said politicians support call to make Khabib Nurmagomedov Minister of Culture in Dagestan to limit gayness in Russia. Kluver said I had to start the podcast with that, so here we are, and I'm gonna let him take it over, and I guess that's where the conversation is gonna start, because that's where he wanted to start it.
It's just like a crazy world, man. Like the breadth and depth of the world that we live in. Like over here, and it's totally cool, like be gay, be purple, be whatever you want to be, right? Like America has finally come around to be whoever you want to be. And over there, they want to hire an MMA fighter to control the gayness.
And then I read down a little bit in the caption, and it has to do with his duties as the Minister of Culture can be to allow or disallow what they advertise or televise. And they said,
wow.
He said very clearly in the caption that the Russian politician said, quote, Khabib will not have to explain himself as to why he will not allow the transgender Cinderella on television.
I mean, like, this goes to show that whether it's the U.S. or Dagestan or Russia or where
they're not as progressive over there in 2020.
Well, no, not nearly as progressive. I mean, if you look at those countries, dude, I just had to look up Dagestan on a map. I wouldn't have been able to tell you where it was. I'm not, when we were in school, history and geography were not my. Those weren't my subjects, bro.
Yeah, it's a mountain country. A mountain. I guess you call it a mountain country. I don't even know
what the body of water is.
You hardly can call it a country. It's so damn small. But
so it sits on the Caspian Sea, which is a big lake essentially. It's a big fucking lake that sits between Uzbekistan. I mean, dude, just these countries that are like out in the middle of absolutely nowhere. It's on top of Azerbaijan. Like, what are they doing out there, man?
You know what's cool is that Azerbaijan is a place I always wanted to visit, because you go to the Fast and Furious movie, it's either 5 or 6 when they have to go on that mission, get dropped into the mountains of Azerbaijan. Dude. And just seeing what the landscape looks like there is just a place I always wanted to visit. But I would definitely like to go over and wrestle with the Dagestanis for a while, get whooped up on them by them. And then,
oh yeah, you'd be screwed.
Oh, screwed. But you'd learn a lot really quickly.
Yeah.
And then you head over to Azerbaijan.
Yeah. It's, I mean, like, I don't even, it's by Georgia, Turkey, and it's, you know, just south of Russia. Kazakhstan is up to the northwest of it. Like, I don't know. I mean, I've never even heard of some of these countries. Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan. I mean, what is going on over there? Like, it just shows that, like, what, even politics in other countries are like, hey, let's talk about the dumbest stuff. Hey, let's just like, Minister of Culture, dude. What does that even mean? It sounds like the Minister of the Dark Arts or something.
If you want to be honest, it sounds a little bit USSR-y.
Yeah,
just kind of, you're going to do it this one way, and that's it.
Yeah, we do it our way on this podcast. And, there's a large conversation on Twitter, and you missed out. And some people were really wishing that you were a part of the conversation.
Here's the thing is that before you even get into it, I don't need to be a part of the conversation because I put my opinion out. I said, I took what I believed to be an objective look at, an isolated incident. And I gave my opinions on the behaviors and the, I don't know. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
The behaviors. Evidence.
Yeah. Undeniable evidence that was laid on the table between two could have been nameless figures. It just so happened that one of them had a big name and one of them is a nameless figure.
Actually, that's a good point because I don't think this matters. The fact that it was Jordan, well, as you get into the Iowa athlete discussion, there's a lot to this. There's so many angles, dude. And I know, like, you wanted the episode to come out because you knew that it was going to, I guess, I think when people hear you open your mouth, they get ready to be offended.
Even though when I laid it out, Kevin was like, man, the guy makes a pretty good objective argument on this one.
Yeah. I mean, here's the other thing. And you even just said it. You're like, you laid out your opinion, right? Because everyone gets on and they're like, they're like, I don't know what they expect from us. Like all these people, they're like, some guy said this, some guy said, I was like, they're like, you need to apologize. There's a bunch of people who are like, you need to apologize. And I was like, apologize for our opinions, dude? You want us to apologize for the opinions?
Remember, I was 1,500 miles away, tucked into bed when this incident happened. And I just happened to wake up the next morning with multiple people having sent me the video with multiple different comments. Won't name any names, but most were on the side of my opinion. We'll just leave it at that.
And so I had fun. I had a lot of fun on the walk-ons account with a bunch of the people on there. I consider myself a very unbothered party when it comes to this. I can have a conversation all day. And as much as a guy wants to troll on Twitter, like I'll just go back and forth and just provide like some very clear, logical responses and truth to the conversation.
Good for you. Cause that irritates them even more when they get hit with logic and they realize that they've got actual speed bumps in their way that they can't avoid. And their tires are getting wrecked by these banana peels that you're putting out in the road.
Yeah.
They get pretty irritated.
Yeah. And it's just like, and even several people commented on it because they saw like me just having the conversation with all these people on the tweet of the podcast when I tweeted it out. Someone was, I think Morgan was like our biggest fan, by the way. She was like, Kluber's earning his money for the Washed Up Walk-Ons today, having to have all these conversations. And I was like, and she's kind of right. I was Mr. Twitter fingers on like Thursday, Friday. But it just kills me that people know what this podcast is, dude. And then they still get trapped. It's their own fault. Like, here's the problem as a listener for those out there. You're in your car, you're doing a workout, you're mowing the lawn, and you're listening to this podcast and you know what this is. and what it's been from day one. We came out and we said, hey, this is going to be a kind of a bar stool feel. There is no filter. It's three dudes who have nothing to lose and work for nobody. Kevin kind of messed that one up, but it's mostly a me and Drake podcast anyway. And we're not going to, I think we said it when all that shit happened a year ago with the racial disparity inside the football team and stuff. It's like, we're not here to like push an agenda. And there were several people who came out and like, so I don't know if it was Zach or if it was Jordan, but those are the two guys that run the Standpoint podcast. And that's really what started it all. I don't know if there would have been much conversation unless they said something. And they said something like, it's unfortunate that you're pushing a narrative when you don't have all the facts. And it's like, well, that's funny that you think we're pushing a narrative. Like
I'm glad you said that. I wasn't pushing a narrative at all.
Like I'm not even sure what you would consider pushing a narrative, but like us having an open conversation on our opinion would be like, can we even push a narrative as a,
no, but you also can't, you got to remember, you can't have an opinion anymore.
Right.
That our opinions have been taken away. That happened a while ago.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Now, if we say anything, they get trapped into, their mind goes right past, oh, these are just guys talking. These are their opinions. I don't have to agree with them. They get so mad that it's not the same opinion as theirs that they automatically go to, oh, you're wrong for putting that out there, because now people, you know what they are? They're scared in reality. And you guys, for those that are out there listening, you can either admit this to yourself or you're not, but you would not care and you would not be upset by it if you didn't give us within yourself a little bit of power. You're worried that our opinions are going to affect the opinions and the thoughts of a bunch of the Iowa community, because you guys know that we have a huge group of people that listen to us. And we don't even think about that when we get on this mic. Drake and I talk to each other, dude. We just get on here and we talk to each other. And then it just so happens that like 7,000 people listen each week. Like that's just what it is. And
so here's where I'm personally just going to leave the conversation, is that everybody seems to hate me, and that's cool, because I actually genuinely am the Joker. I like to watch things unravel for weak people and I get to laugh at it as it happens. I think that is absolutely hilarious. I'm a sick individual. Life has turned me into this person and I am who I am. So you ain't going to change me. But the other two people on this podcast seem to get a whole lot of respect from the community. And if I lay out a seemingly objective opinion on an observation that I made, and the other two that you guys have respect for and think are seemingly well-read, respectable individuals have the exact same viewpoint, I don't know. That's where I'll leave it.
I don't know if it's an itch. If it's an itch deep inside some of these people, and I'll be honest, for most of you listening, you guys are the, when we say walk on army now, when you said there's some people who sent some the video to you, Drake, and they were kind of on your side, and now people don't want to be loud about it because other people do have bosses to answer for. They got their 200 Twitter followers that they don't really want to take a side in this argument. But boy, did we get. Both me, my personal account, and the Wash Up Walk-Ons account. Boy, did we get some messages, dude. I probably got 60 messages. I think I got 60 DMs. One of them was from some 19-year-old chick who was asking how we weren't canceled. The other 59 were like, hey, just wanted to like let you know, keep fighting the good fight. You're clearly on the right side of this. And I'm not even saying that's good or bad. I'm just telling you guys, the listeners, how the response was in private. And I'm saying 90% of people or more were kind of on the side of like, hey, I don't want to say anything, but like, you guys are kind of right. Like, yeah, it's not right for someone to just outright get punched in the face, but he did kind of, like, the situation could have been leveled out before it got to that level. And you guys definitely didn't say anything wrong. And so And a bunch of you were in the conversations too, with the loud minority that wanted to push back as well. And again, I'm not saying that we're right or that we're wrong. It's our opinion. It's not like when we state something, when Drake Kulik and Tyler Kluver say something on the Wash Up Walk-Ons, we're not the fucking New York Times, dude. We're not claiming.
We already proclaimed 3 years and 200 episodes ago that we ain't shit. We're garbage.
Yeah. So the only person, and this is what I love about the podcast, is the only people who give us power are the people who then react on Twitter. Like, if the people who get mad or whatever, if they just don't listen to the podcast and they don't get involved in the conversation, then our opinions and whatever content we put out, it ends up having less power than if they get in on the conversation. So thanks for the clicks. Hey, thanks for clicking. You know, I don't know. It's just crazy how many people think like we say something and it's like, oh, the walk is like, we got to. I mean, I feel like we're the goddamn governor or something. It's so stupid. Like we're dumb. Someone said like, you guys are complete morons. This is a moronic take. And I quote tweeted it and said, not wrong. Like you got a good point. And we've told you before, we're just three idiots with microphones. Right. You're the one.
Listen, dude. Andrew Schultz has a podcast called Flagrant 2, and they have a segment called Feelings, No Facts. And we do a fair bit of that ourselves. And that was our feelings, no facts.
Back to what you said earlier, when we gave our opinion on a situation that was, it just happened to be that Jordan Bohannon was one of the people. Let's all just do an experiment real quick on the Wash Up Walk-Ons here. Big breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Now imagine that you see a video and it's not the face of Iowa basketball 2022, Jordan Bohannon with his phone in somebody's face. And it's just some other random person. You don't know them. Okay. The other guy's the same person, whatever. It's just a bunch of random people, you know, and have no connection to any of them. Right. Think about the situation now. And tell me if your opinion changes a little bit and you have to really be honest with yourself. Don't be like, nope, I would have the same opinion. Okay. Some of you might on the real far side over there, but some of you, if it wasn't Jordan who got punched in the face, and now imagine the video goes on for another few minutes, right? Because something had to be brewing before the cameras came out, right? This had been going on for just a little longer than the minute that the video was. And now imagine like, what do you think is going to happen here? Do you care as much? But no, because it's your Iowa basketball player. And this then brings in the conversation of like, for some reason, people don't think that we as former Iowa athletes should ever say anything criticizing current Iowa athletes. And I don't understand that. I don't get it. Maybe not even just us. They almost feel like we're even a level worse. They feel like people should never criticize Iowa athletes. And then if you're a former Iowa athlete, you definitely shouldn't be talking about them because you were once them. And I don't understand that train of thought. Like, does putting the jersey on at a college university just suddenly make us immune now? Because if it does, boy, would I like to go back to college, because I would be doing some wild shit if I was immune to criticism and wrongdoing. You know, like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I feel like if anyone's qualified to talk on the topic, it would be people who have lived that life and kind of know like what the coaches expect, the expectations around the community, how to handle yourself in a downtown. Like, it just doesn't, people just don't get it. They think we're going to hurt the image. I don't know what inside them makes them think like, oh, they shouldn't. It was the same thing when I tweeted about ISM, right? In a similar way. It's like, why would you be? And in a sense, we did play together. So there is some kind of like, oh, you're taking your, now that you're out of the program and he's still in, you're going to take your beef with him to Twitter and not directly to him, which that wasn't the case. But it's like, Does it make sense to you why that strikes a nerve in people, or what?
I knew it was going to. I don't understand necessarily the psychological makeup of people anymore.
I don't either.
I don't understand the ability to have your feelings hurt by somebody else's opinion. I just simply don't live in that world. Like I said before, there's a reason I don't have Twitter. None of that shit enters my thought process. I get on here and have fun with Kluver, and we are two like-minded individuals who don't get our feelings hurt by the outside world. And that's kind of that.
I think it's the strongest. I think watching you live your life and just knowing how you go about your day to day and how I go about my day to day. And again, like you said, we're pretty alike in a lot of ways, probably a little bit nurture and nature there as well. That goes into that, since we lived together for most of our time in Iowa, and a lot of our boys too, right? Like Ike, Josie, Bo, they're all the same way. We're all the same person in a real like sense of, you know, other than Bo is really ugly. He's just so ugly. Maybe we just got to start shitting on them more and then they'll come on the podcast. I've tried to ask, but like Josie and Ike, and granted they started their shit up again, but, and their dads, they just, we got to produce more t-shirts and like give them free shit or something to come on the pod. But I mean, like-minded people find each other, kind of like you and Kevin Casper. We're trying to get Kevin Casper on the old show. I think we might do that this week at some point. If we can set that up. But I think maybe the most, like one of the best traits you can have is separating yourself from, and it's weird because you need to care about certain people's opinions. I don't even know if it's even necessarily opinions, but they're, you know, your parents to an extent, your coaches, your mentors, like you need those people in your life where you do care about what they think of you and what they think of your actions and how you're going about things. Because I think there's a certain, there's a really, really, it comes back to like, hey, show me who your five closest friends and I'll show you who you are. That matters, right? That's big time. But at the same time, you have to develop the ability to, if need be, not give a shit about anybody's opinion. And that includes your parents, your coaches, and you have to be able to flip the switch and be smart enough in your own life to like, okay, I'm 26 years old now. I care about my mom and what she thinks, but I'm living my own life. And so now her opinions don't quite weigh on the decisions that I make on a day-to-day basis as much as they used to, right? Even in the sense of like, I care about what Drake and Kevin think about me and who I am. But in certain situations, if I think I'm doing the right thing and not causing any harm, I don't give a shit what Drake thinks about it, or, and he doesn't care what I think about him doing jujitsu or him living in Arizona versus living in Iowa. Like, he doesn't care because it's his life. At some point you have to like dissociate with other people and what they like, because if you are living your life worried about what other people think, ooh, that's a bad way to do it, man. It's a bad way to do it. And clearly there was a large contingent of those people on Twitter on Thursday, because they just,
well, that's just what Twitter is in general as an application, as a now you could even call it, it's grown to an ecosystem. Twitter is its own ecosystem. It's multiple ecosystems, because it's echo chambers within themselves.
Oh yeah.
And you have very polarized echo chambers, because there's two sides to each coin. And when it gets hammered home so repetitively, I guess, everybody just continues to think their way and never opens their mind to anything else. And it just continues to separate the two sides even further. Mm-hmm. Like you would call it yin and yang, except for they don't work in harmony at all.
Right.
It's like trying to put a circular yin yang into a triangle.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, this Twitter echo chamber that is just formed, extremely like-minded, one thought directed individuals is kind of disgusting, but that's just, again, that's just my opinion and I'm an idiot. So
some people were, every once in a while I'll get a message that says, or a response to something that's like, don't listen to these guys. They only do it for the listens anyway. Dude, we do it for the listens. Oh, that's the best. That's the best. We don't care at all, man. If we did it for the listens, we'd be, every episode would be like trying to clickbait you every single time. It's just like not that way. One last thing before we move on. This is an interesting topic, and I actually think this brings up a good conversation, although I'm still on the side of my side of it. When the standpoint, whoever, I'm assuming it was Zach, I don't think Jordan probably was handling that. When they came out, they said the walk-ons, they said that we were okay with people getting assaulted, by the way, that we were saying that it's okay to be assaulted.
I think I made the pretty clear stance that it was an assault. I think that,
and that's what people are having an issue with. They're like, you're just not going to change their mind on that. You came,
which is okay.
Yeah, you came out in the beginning of the conversation. You started the conversation with Jordan can't play victim because he was the provocateur. And so now in those 10 words, you've already laid out that. And again, people can't get it through their head that this is your opinion. This is your opinion and your interpretation of what happened. And that not necessarily this is actually how it went. They... In no way, though, did we ever say it was okay to get assaulted. But then they started clipping it, and they're like, they clipped when you were like, "Well, film don't lie," and tape, like the tape don't lie. And when Kevin was like, "I think this is the argument that Zach actually made on the standpoint." He was like, when Kevin was saying, "If he saw you or me downtown doing that to somebody else, and we got punched in the face." And Kevin's like, well, I'd probably think, well, they kind of deserved it. And people can't get over that. People can't get over that.
General managers ask questions to find the right players, like, do they have ice in their veins? When you're hiring, you can use Indeed assessments to make sure you find the right candidates with the skills you need. Don't just hope your perfect candidate will find you. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. And with Indeed assessments, choose from 135 skills tests to help make sure you're finding applications from people with skills you need. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
In some people's minds, they don't think that they don't want to admit to themselves that there is behavior to a certain point, and maybe it's what Jordan was doing or allegedly not doing, or maybe it's murder or something, but there is a level of behavior by a human that elicits physical reprimand from another human to end the situation at some point, right? Is it putting a phone in somebody's face? Well, we could argue that till they come and being annoying drunk downtown. You can argue where the line is all day, but there are some people who just cannot be okay with someone getting hurt. And you're just talking to the wrong guys on that one, man. Like, you're just talking to the wrong guys. Is it a phone in someone's face? No. But if someone hurt my mom, hey, guess what? I might kill him. I might kill somebody. If someone breaks into my house and starts attacking my wife, well, there's no rules anymore. Hey, I'm killing someone. And some people would never allow themselves to go that far. But like, would they still be in on the conversation? Like, well, it's not right for him to, I don't care if he broke into his house and started beating his wife. You can't just hit somebody in the face. I mean, what kind of argument would that be? That would be insane, right? Like, so at some level, there is a line.
So somewhere you got to find the line is what you're saying.
Right. Was the line crossed probably downtown? Jordan getting smacked in the face? You know, okay, would it be this way, right? Like, if someone would have just grabbed Jordan, wrapped him up, and bear hugged him and pulled him out of there, would that be okay? Like, is it just that violent fist to face contact that just makes you tremor a little bit? Like, you know, like, what's the, it's semantics now, like, right? Like, it's just like, at some point, it is what it is. And no one's ever going to convince you that getting hit in the face isn't just a part of life.
Literally, when we hang up this call, I have about 90 minutes at my house before I go to voluntarily get my face punished.
Yeah. And so, people just,
yeah, I mean, that's how I live my life.
People don't understand that, man. People don't understand that. So the one thing I thought was interesting was you were clearly on one side. Kevin was pretty clearly on that side as well. I tried to be the other side because I want the whole argument, right? I want the whole picture. And I said very clearly, I ended the conversation with, we don't know all the details. Maybe this was completely, maybe Jordan was completely in the right here in whatever he may or may not have been doing in that video, which is hard to tell from 30 feet away or whatever. And I said, this is all speculation. And we multiple times said, this is just our interpretation of it. But then on this, they came out and they're like, the walk-ons said this. And they group us as one, and we're a single podcast, right? But when you say the walk-ons were only on one side, that brings up an interesting conversation because we're not always on the same side of a conversation, right? Like you, Kevin, and I, we always are on multiple sides. I don't think that, I mean, we're not held accountable by anybody other than ourselves, which to answer the one chick from my DMs of why we weren't canceled yet. That's why we aren't canceled is because it doesn't even matter if no one listens to this podcast. That's the only way you could cancel us. We could still get on the mic and say whatever we want. But like, you can't just come out and say, well, the walk-ons have this opinion because we're the three of us, right? Like back when all this stuff happened last summer, it was like, hey, this is Kevin, Drake, and Tyler. And when people start lumping us in as one opinion, and it was only the misinterpreted extreme side of what you were saying, then it's like, okay, well, you're wrong. How about they listen to 1 minute of the conversation and it's like, hey, how about the other 14 minutes of discussion where we broke down, like, why did this happen? Where could it have been different? You know, what are the other solutions? I don't know. These people, man. These people. That's what it is. So what it's here's one thing. A lot of people in the DMs were like, hey, don't change, man. Keep doing what you're doing. And all I respond with is, oh, you can guarantee we're going to keep doing what we're doing because we're not doing anything. We're just getting on here and just talking. Right.
So, yeah, man, I woke up from my nice slumber, probably 8 hours. Went to the restroom, took a greasy shit,
wow.
And watched the video that people sent me. And that's where we're at.
Yeah. I just, some people, man, some people. Anything else exciting happening right now? Not really. I just want, I know this. They did announce that Kinnick's supposed to be full capacity. Which is good because at least in my life right now, and I don't leave the house a lot. I work from home and I don't really have a whole lot of places to go, but the pandemic is essentially over for me. And I just triggered a whole bunch of other people for that. But the pandemic isn't even a thing anymore in my life. Like anywhere that I go, there's no masks required anymore. So it feels super normal. Just getting groceries, breathing on people, right down their mouths. Someone opens their mouth.
That's what I like extra about jiu-jitsu is that during the whole pandemic, I could go somewhere and I could get hugged and sweated on and my mouth breathed in by other humans just to prove that the plandemic wasn't actually as killer as everybody thought it was.
You just tug at the heartstrings, man. You're just like, and people don't get it. People don't get it when you say something like that. You're the puppeteer, dude. They hate that someone would, they don't even like the comedy of it. They don't get it, man. Oh, the plandemic. That's a good name. Isn't there a documentary that was named that or something?
It was just the year 2020.
I think there's an actual documentary that somebody made. So
we're all actors in that documentary right now, and God is laughing at us hysterically.
Yeah.
Dude, my dad is sitting next to God right now, and he's like, hey, I told you my kid wasn't an idiot.
That might be true, man. That might be true. Oh, it's interesting, man. The world is just an interest, like the life we live and just life in general is an interesting thing. It could be a simulation. Who knows? Could be in a simulation. Kinnick's going to be in that simulation, though. We're going to have 69,000 in Kinnick. The burrito, pump the burrito up. The commercial with KF at Carlos O'Kelly's about how he really likes the salsa. The freaking. Herky in the house. It's all gonna be
back. I thank God I was born on the gridirons of the Midwest, not on the battlefields of Europe.
I can say confidently and positively that I would much more.
Players of this country would much rather fight and struggle to win the Heisman Award than the Croix de Guerre.
I had to look up what Croix de Guerre meant too, by the way. And he's right. By the way, old Nile, who couldn't start on this year's
now, game. Kinnick now.
Old Nile, who again wouldn't start for this year's Kinnick for this year's team in Kinnick.
He probably wouldn't make special teams.
At 5'7", 165, it would be tough. It's a different game. And I know there's a bunch of old heads out there that are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. Who we just struck a chord with them. And if you haven't noticed, this is the Strike a Chord podcast.
Trigger warning.
It's hashtag trigger you till you die. It's hashtag puppeteer. That's what we do. But Nile Kinnick would be filling water bottles for Dane Belton. That's how it goes, right? He's not starting in front of Tyler Goodson, or it's just how it goes. Now, is he mentally tougher and more American than probably every guy on our team? Probably. Yeah. There's a good chance.
Yeah. There's a really good chance.
Because people were just harder back then.
Very true.
Mental toughness has just gone down the tube generation after generation.
Like kamikaze pilots were a thing.
Yeah. That's different.
People just used to be convinced to go. And hey,
I don't know if that was such an American thing, though.
No. But what I'm saying, that wasn't, this is towards mental toughness.
Oh, yeah.
That people were just taught to, hey, this is your last mission. You lived a good life, and this is what you were here for. Now go run your plane directly into the enemy.
Yeah. I mean, even in a sense for the Americans, there's like fighter pilots who they're not going to die, but there's a high likelihood that they're going to get hit. which reminds me of a freaking story. There was a substitute teacher at Marshalltown High School, absolute legend, who got shot down in Vietnam twice. Hey, got shot down twice, lived.
And he hit the ejectosito?
I don't know if he ejected or if it was a soft enough landing to survive.
Well, there's no such thing. There's nothing that is that soft.
Well, if you can gain control a little bit and try and put her down, kind of, I think. But he was flying copters. Shot down twice, captured one of the times, I'm pretty sure.
Holy shit.
Absolute legend.
How does he feel about people getting punched in the face?
I'm sure he's probably okay with it if it's deserved. Pretty sure he got the old bamboo and the fingernails tactics.
Jesus criminy. Oh, my God.
So there's just some people that are different in this world, and some aren't okay with that.
I chew my fingernails really low, and I know how bad that hurts. Bamboo would be an other sort of hell.
Dude, I'm telling you everything. If you whip out the bamboo toothpicks and you say that you're going to put them in my fingertips, hey, guess what? You want the nuclear launch codes? Because here they are. I got them. Here's my address.
We'd have Kluver singing like a bird.
I wouldn't. I'll be honest.
Hey,
man.
You know what? Here's something. I don't know if everybody has listened to all the episodes. So to the newbies here that are offended, my friends and I used to waterboard each other in my basement just to see what the torture felt like. Okay. Yeah. So that's why I am the way I am.
I did one time. I've done it to myself in the shower with like a washcloth. You like put that thing over your face and let the shower run on your face. It's not pleasant, you know? It's not good. And that's why they do it. You always watch like the NCIS shows where they're like getting water, or like, oh, I watch SEAL Team on CBS. I don't know if anybody's into that. SEAL Team's actually a pretty good show. My guy Ray was getting tortured, fucking power drill through his thigh. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, man.
My favorite one that I've seen, it was from Power. They used to like to slap the shit out of people and then douse them in gas and let them sit there and be in the gas for a while, knowing what's coming, and then they flick the Zippo on them.
That's not good.
Ain't much left at the end.
You ask these people, and you ask these people if it's okay if someone gets hit in the face, and they're like, what are you hit in the face? It's like, that's Tuesday, man. It's like, there's other people out there who are just like, I don't care if he killed my family. He deserves a fair trial. Like, what?
Dude, you went as far as saying that if somebody broke in your house and started assaulting your wife, that you would punch them. Dude, if somebody broke in my house, I don't ask questions. They don't have to touch anyone. I shoot them in both kneecaps and I piss all over their face while I videotape it and send it to everyone.
Okay. Well, okay. we're really getting, we're tight. The strings are tight now on this podcast. No, if someone breaks into my house, I've thought about it too. I've thought about it. And I have a pipe that's handy. I don't have a piece, and I know some people, here we go. He's going to get the, okay. I'm not even sure this is legal. YouTube's going to flag this video. I don't have a weapon like many of the group does, but I have, yep, I understand that so I don't have one of those, but I have multiple things that are ready to be used, and I've thought about it multiple times. Someone breaks into my house. I don't think there's a level at which I think that officially crosses the line of, if you're in my house and you're not supposed to be, I now have the liberty to kill you. I have the liberty to take your life because I don't know if you're here to do that to me. And I'm not at liberty to kind of try and talk that out, you know?
And you weren't invited, pal. Right. So like, you're in my dojo now.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. I'm prepared to take a life if it comes to those drastic measures. And most people, I don't think they are. And a lot of people have turned the podcast off by now, let me tell you, because they don't want to listen to this. But this is a very real thing. Humans are creatures. And some of them are a whole lot better people than others. And there are some creatures on the bottom of that totem pole that are ready to come and take whatever they want from you if you let them and you're okay with that. And yeah, at that point, there is a line where it's like, okay, you cross the line. You're now no longer worth anything. Not even a discussion of like, hey, why? Imagine this. Someone breaks into your house. You can hear them rummaging through your downstairs. And you yell down there, who is it? Who's here?
Hey, the soda's in the second. It's in the second fridge. We got Dr. Pepper. We have Sprite. Make yourself at home. The kids usually get up around 6:30. If you could be out by then, I don't want you to scare them. Thank you.
I don't have any mayonnaise, but there's ham and cheese. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Like, no, dude, I'm beating this guy's face in until he leaves. And honestly, he's not leaving. I'm going to apprehend him until authorities arrive. And
fuck that. You better be calling me. I'm on the first flight, Daddy-O. No, we're burying the body, Poppy.
No, I mean, you're not going to be there before that's all done and gone. But if you were in town, I'd call you. If you were down the street, absolutely. Hey, Drake, somebody's in the house. We gotta catch a body real quick. I mean, come on. We just went from last podcast saying, well, Jordan, you know, someone in that position, it's not surprising that he gets punched in the face, to next podcast, we're talking about taking lives. I'm just saying there's a line. There's a line somewhere. The world isn't perfect, right? Just because you grow up and you live and you own a house in society doesn't mean people are going to follow the rules. You hear about stories all the time. I read about some fucking some guy in Australia yesterday who killed it. It's because the CrossFit regionals are going on, and his wife was a really good CrossFitter, and he's like a psychopath, and ended up as they left the house one day in the garage, they all got buckled into their car, and he doused them in gasoline and lit them all on fire. He doused his whole family in gasoline and lit them all on fire and then killed himself. Okay, so if there's people out there that are crazy enough to do that shit, you kind of need to be at all cost. Not like this is an everyday thing. You wake up and think, might have to defend the homestead today. But at all cost, if some psycho rolls up into your neighborhood and decides your house is the one he wants to come do his thing in, well, you better hope you're prepared for that, or things could end poorly. Okay. And I don't know if the people that are on Twitter who are saying that that punching someone in the face isn't okay, and they're all worried about assault and all this stuff, and not getting, and they don't care about the full story. No one ever did. I don't know if those people are ready for that kind of situation.
They also don't realize that none of us have ever assaulted anybody.
I think we're
very aware of the line on blatant assault, because 0 for 3 of us have ever caught an assault charge or came close.
Well, it just seems, it's just funny that they listen to the whole 15-minute conversation and they come away with one opinion, and it's, oh, the walk-ons basically are saying it's okay for someone to be assaulted. That's the one thing you take out of that whole thing? I mean, at least walk away with the tape don't lie joke, the film don't lie. You know, that was a good joke. I mean, come on. People. It's
crazy,
insane.
Man.
It's absolutely absurd. So I don't know how I got on psychopaths lighting their families on fire or killing people that
end up. I don't know, dude, but that is an insane story.
Insane, man. Insane. Killed his killed his
thought
wife.
Australians were supposed to be nice.
Well, I believe he was from well, I mean, it's the same. It's kind of the same thing. New Zealand. I think he was from New Zealand originally.
Well, I think that's probably why he did it. He was sent on a mission from New Zealand to, you know, New Zealand and Australia, not the biggest fans of each other.
I don't know.
You see it in the UFC a lot.
Well, I'm not sure. He had a history of domestic violence and had gotten away with things. But yeah, man, the world isn't just ponies and cupcakes, brother. Like, there's a potential. You know, It's just people don't think bad stuff is gonna happen, you know. I'm not that person. You're not gonna hear about Tyler Kluver getting fucking broken in and murdered in his house.
You might though, if that guy brings a gun and all you got is a lead pipe, you ain't bring a lead pipe to a gunfight, pal.
That's true. True. I have actually thought about if someone brought a gun into the house, how I would handle the situation.
Why don't you at least have a home defense shotgun, dude? They're easy to control. They're easy to point. And when you pull the trigger, the other person knows about it. And you also get the click, clack. Yeah. And when you hear that, if the guy's still ballsy enough, then
that's true.
When you click it and it goes kaboom, you don't have to worry what's on the other end of that kaboom.
I don't know. I guess realistically, the threat at where I live in the town I'm at, and the odds of that happening anywhere are very, very low. And then you look at the statistics of how many times that's happened in Waukee. I mean, I don't know if it's ever happened.
I can't wait to just rob your house someday when it'll be 10 years down the road. You don't even know it. And I'm just, I loot your whole shit knowing that all you've got is a pipe and I can run faster than you.
Yeah. I don't know about the running.
I just ran hills with the UFC guys yesterday and I was smoking fools.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the song. I ain't as good as I once was. It doesn't apply to me. I'm the best that I've ever, I'm the best.
But that's cool. That's cute. But also I'm Drake and
we're not fighting though. It's just a run.
Exactly. And if I want
to, Buddy's got hardware in his ankle, brother.
Guess what, buddy? Buddy had hardware in his ankle before, and Buddy will still
tore his hamstring.
Buddy will still get away from you, pull away from you with the ease.
Okay. All right. All right. Anything else? Anything else happening? Any other things that we can piss people off with? We've talked about murder, the vaccines, the plandemic. We've talked about everything in this podcast.
Yeah, if you just keep bringing it up, I'll just keep knocking them down. But
I mean, Jesus, I don't know. That's probably enough. We're gonna. This is the fifth episode in a row that we haven't had a guest, and we've just kind of been talking about stuff. Things have been coming up. We're going to record this afternoon with a guest that y'all should really enjoy. I'm not going to say his name just so that if at some way it doesn't happen, then it's like, oh, you guys told us we were going to get this guy and then we didn't. But it should be pretty enjoyable. We're trying to get, like I said, we're trying to get Kevin Casper on. He has a son. He has multiple. I mean, their whole entire family is just, they're just aliens athletically. He still has the combine record for the 5-10-5 at like 3-7-1 or something like that. Dude is yoked out of his mind to this day. And he's like 40.
And I got to go push prowler sleds with him after a colonoscopy. So that should be an enjoyable time.
Yeah. So there's that. And there will be, I have some other guests that I kind of want to get on as we enter this summer phase as well. So fat chance that you enjoyed today's episode. Somebody got somewhere along the line, Drake and I offended you. Hey, and you know what? That's okay. That's good.
Did you see that little decoration, I guess you can call it, that I posted on my story the other day that said, to anybody that I have yet to offend, I would like to apologize. I will get to you shortly.
I'll get to you eventually. Yep. Yeah. If you're never offended and you never feel uncomfortable, your echo chamber is way too tiny and small, and you're not exposing yourself to nearly enough ideals and backgrounds and people and sides of politics. And
it's okay, because you will just continue to get miserable because you're looking at your phone and making the very, very controllable decision to let other people control your mind and your happiness. And to that, I say, congrats. You played yourself.
Yeah. Your survival of the fittest. Enjoy being just soft all around, just softer than soft. That's it. This one's titled,
Only the Fit Survive. Only the Strong Survive.
This one's titled Pulling the Strings. And that's that. 50 some minutes of just, again, just two assholes with a couple microphones. If anybody feels like doing it out there, it's really easy.
Oh, and as far as I am aware, correct me if I'm wrong, I know that some of the libs have tried, but we do still have the First Amendment, which protects our freedom of speech.
Yeah, which on the other side, people are fully allowed to respond to us on Twitter and say stuff too. But when it's not logical and it doesn't make any sense, or it's actually completely the thing that we didn't say, that's when you're going to get a little pushback. I mean, it just is what it is, baby. It is what it is. Thick Boy Run Club is back, by the way. If anybody wants to join, run the damned DSM, I can give you a little link. I think you might get something off. I'm starting week two of half marathon prep today. We're going sub 1 hour, 40 minutes on this half. So it is what it is. We got a little 20-minute recovery run today that I'm about to go hit. So go do some exercise. Oh, and if you're still here, you're hearing this on the day that the 30-day challenge starts. So if you're like, some bitch, I got to get in this and, you know, get my life together, DM me and we can get you in. That's it. Pulled the strings all episode long. Drake's going to go get punched in the face. Some of you have a problem with that, and that's okay. We'll be back for episode 220. Talk to you later.
I'm MJ Acosta-Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.